This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli airstrikes have flattened homes in Gaza, and Palestinian rocket barrages into southern Israel are persisting for a second day, raising fears of another major escalation in the Mideast conflict. Gaza's health ministry said on Saturday 24 people had been killed so far in the coastal strip, including 6 children and 2 women. The fighting began with Israel's targeted killing of a senior commander of the militant Islamic Jihad group on Friday. Gaza's Hamas rulers so far appear to be staying on the sidelines, keeping the conflict's intensity somewhat contained for now. The Israeli military says an errant rocket fired Saturday by Palestinian militants killed civilians, including children, in northern Gaza. Taiwan says China's military drills appear to simulate an attack on the self-ruled island after Chinese warships and aircraft crossed the median line of the Taiwan Strait following U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taipei. The country's Ministry of National Defense said Saturday its armed forces issued an alert, dispatched air and naval patrols around the island, and activated land-based missile systems in response to the situation. Taiwan's army also detected 4 unmanned aerial vehicles flying in the vicinity of an offshore county close to mainland China and responded with warning flares. Pelosi's trip to Taipei infuriated Beijing, which cut defense and climate talks with the U.S. Taiwan also reportedly had massive cyber attacks on its official websites. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Saturday accused Russia of using the Zaporizhia nuclear plant for terror after the operator of the facility reported major damage at the site. The operator of the Zaporizhia nuclear power plant in the south of the country said Saturday that parts of the facility had been seriously damaged by military strikes and one of its reactors was forced to shut down. As hostilities raged on in the east and south of Ukraine, pro-Moscow authorities in the Russian-occupied Kherson region reported another assassination attempt on a senior official, and the head of Amnesty International Ukraine's office announced she had resigned from the organization over the group's publication of a controversial report that accused the country's military of endangering civilians. A massive oil-fed fire burned for a second day on Saturday near Cuba's supertanker port in Matanzas as Mexico and Venezuela sent teams to help fight the inferno, and Cuba accepted a U.S. offer of unspecified technical advice. On Friday evening, lightning struck one of the 8 storage tank facilities 60 miles east of Havana. Heat from the blaze reached a second tank on Saturday, and the wind blew flames dangerously close to a third. Cuban authorities say 121 people have been injured, 1 dead, and 17 firefighters are missing. A 12-year-old boy at the heart of a British court battle over life support died Saturday after the hospital ended life-sustaining treatment against his family's wishes, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Archie Battersby's heartbroken mother, Holly Dance, made the announcement through tears.
Such a beautiful little boy. And he fought right until the very end. And I'm so proud to be his mum.
British courts would not let her move Archie to hospice care. Doctors argued he had no hope of recovery. Relative Ella Carter.
No family should ever have to go through what we've been through. It's barbaric.
Archie was found unconscious April 7th. His mom believes he was participating in the blackout challenge trending online. I'm Julie Walker.
Recapping our top story, Israeli airstrikes have flattened homes in Gaza, and Palestinian rocket barrages into southern Israel are persisting for a second day, raising fears of another major escalation in the Mideast conflict. Gaza's health ministry said on Saturday 24 people had been killed so far in the coastal strip, including 6 children and 2 women. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.